Police across the country are preparing for the prospect of violence at anti-Islamic rallies this weekend. Right-wing groups are planning protests in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide, and in some regional towns and cities. The ABC has been told some of the right-wing protesters are discussing how to try to smuggle weapons past police. Tom Nightingale has this report.
It seems that Islam can do pretty much whatever they want.
Multiculturalism has failed all through Europe. It's failed in Australia, Dick.
So please come along, be peaceful, don't descend to the same level as the Islamists. They love their violence.
Video and social media websites have lit up this week as people promote rallies aiming to protest Islam.
There have been calls from the great Aussie patriot, you know, kind of, we've got to fight for what's ours, don't be weak and sit on the couch, and a lot of very menacing things like that.
James Gilham organised a similar rally for the Reclaim Australia group in Hobart earlier this year. Since then, he's walked away, saying he's become disillusioned with it all. But yesterday, he spent more than 3 hours talking to the leaders of two protests in Melbourne this weekend, Reclaim Australia and the Counter No Room for Racism group. He says both are trying to avoid any violence, but he's worried about a group that's broken away from Reclaim Australia, known as the United Patriots Front.
There's been a lot of very, very threatening and menacing videos put out by members of the United Patriots Front.
What sort of things do they say?
Stay away, lefties. You've been warned. Stay away from the rally. This is your second warning. You know, there was talk going on about how to smuggle weapons past police, basically.
Did it sound like something that might work, or was it a more ambitious plan to smuggle weapons?
It sounded more ambitious, you know.
Was there any reason given?
Basically, it's to retaliate against violence from the left. Now, I've been speaking to some of the organisers of the left-wing rally, and they assure me they have no intention of bringing violence along.
Yesterday, New South Wales police described white supremacist groups as a major threat to social cohesion. The Federal Coalition MP, George Christensen, has controversially decided to address a Reclaim Australia rally in Queensland. The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, wasn't supporting the decision on the ABC's RN Breakfast this morning.
We have freedom of speech, freedom of assembly in this country, and each Member of Parliament will be held accountable for their actions.
Do you have a view on it? Is it a wise judgment?
I don't know anything about the organisation. I certainly haven't been briefed on it.
The Islamic Council of Victoria doesn't support the protest or the counter-protest this weekend. Islamic community worker Muhammad Al-Aisi agrees with that sentiment, but he'll be at the counter-protest nonetheless to try to make sure it doesn't get out of control.
There have been quite a lot of voices, and especially in the Islamic community, to not engage with the Reclaim Australia group or the United Patriots Front. Unfortunately, those maybe on the left side have been very adamant about that.
Are you worried about the chance of violence at the weekend?
It's potential, yes. We are worried about that. And that's why, you know, it's been very important for us to work with the police to minimise the risk of that happening.
You're a member of the Liberal Party. Do you think George Christensen should be speaking at the rally in Mackay this weekend?
Well, no, of course not. But, you know, I think he's one fringe voice, unfortunately. And I know there's many people in the party that are trying to convince him to do otherwise. But unfortunately, that's the problem with a free party, is people are free to, unfortunately, be bigots.
A Victoria Police spokeswoman confirmed representatives from each group planning to protest had been told there'll be no tolerance of violence. Protesters have also been told not to provoke violence with things like banners, posters and shouted slogans.
Tom Nightingale.